This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. That's South Hills Kia Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. And Yes Limits, What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Okay, now last week a big story was Cam Hayward's take on Aaron Rodgers. And it was in the context of last year at this time, Cam was practically a one-man PR team for Russell Wilson. They spent an hour on FaceTime. Cam selling Russell Wilson on the Steelers. TJ Watt got involved. Minka got involved. And that wasn't quite the case when the topic of Aaron Rodgers came up on Cam's podcast when he was asked on his own podcast, you know, would sort of half jokingly, would you do a darkness retreat? But it didn't sound like his answer. Well, in order to bring in Rodgers, you know, would you do a darkness retreat with him? But it didn't sound like his answer was said in a joking tone.
Not just football.
Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Okay. You know. Call me crazy, that didn't sound like quite the pitch he was giving Russell Wilson last year. Now, I realize in context, he was asked a question. Cam says this morning on Good Morning Football, it was misconstrued. I was asked a question, would you go to the lengths of going to a darkness retreat to recruit Aaron Rodgers? I said, I'm not doing that. The pitch is, if you want to be a Steeler, be a Steeler. That's all it was, Hayward says. It wasn't that I don't like Aaron Rodgers or I'm against it. He said, when I look at our team right now, it would be really cool to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, but I can't be the guy who gets it over the finish line. He's got to make those decisions for himself. I'm excited to see what happens. Okay. Obviously, Cam is a man of high integrity. So I hear him when he's saying people may have taken that too far, although I think it's understandable if people did. But I'm also not hearing that he's real gung-ho about this. I mean, again, contrast this to the hour of FaceTime with Russell Wilson last year. And what I'm getting here is it would be really cool to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, but I can't be the guy who gets it over the finish line. My God, last year he was standing 10 yards before the finish line, cheering Russell Wilson to the tape, wasn't he?
He was the one ready to hand him the tally to be the next yeah. runner in line for the Steelers quarterback derby.
He was given a bottle of water during the while he was on the course, all of that. So, you know, I hear what Hayward's saying here. I do, but I'm still not hearing that he's overly, you know, cheering this idea the way he was Russell Wilson. And whether he thinks he's the guy who can get somebody over the finish line or not, he's got a lot of clout. He is the Steelers, I don't know what you would call it, backbone, their spiritual leader, is he not?
He is, and I wonder if Cam at this point is just kind of thinking like, man, this guy that's like a couple years older than me, I mean, like, I know I'm aging like fine wine, but this is the guy that's supposed to come in here and win me a Super Bowl on my way out the door? So from that perspective, I get it from Cam. It's definitely not a glaring endorsement whatsoever from him.
And it's also become quite clear that Rodgers may be the guy here with Russell Wilson off to the Giants. So maybe Cam just wants to sort of get on board at least a little bit before this reality hits.
Well, and Freiermuth was on with the PM guys yesterday and said that he's been messaging Aaron Rodgers through DMs. They have not reached the texting phase yet.
Okay. So he may push him over the finish line. All right, Limits, I'm going to be playing golf for the next 4 days, and I hope to see you on Tuesday.
I hope to see you then, Joe, and I hope you have a wonderful, safe trip.
Nobody's as nice a man as you, except maybe Bob.
Or Jeff. Or Jerry DiPaolo.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.